When there is a reading of the Passion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the books of the church ordinarily suggest that there may be a brief homily. Since there is so much substance for reflection in the Passion. On Passion Sunday, or Palm Sunday as we call it, we find ourselves on the first day of Holy Week. And we will proceed through this week from today to next Sunday, Easter Sunday. We will proceed with a series of celebrations, all very important and essential to our ongoing formation as Catholic Christians. When we begin on Passion Sunday, we move so very quickly from what is oftentimes referred to as Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. Triumphal. But we know that it leads to what would be considered by many observers and his relatives and friends as that which leads to a tragedy. So it is from triumph to tragedy. It is a day that begins with hosannas, as we have sung, as it is written down in the gospel that the people standing by the roadside were praising and singing Hosanna, a word of praise to the Son of David. But from that triumphal entry and from those hosannas, we know that we are entering into a time that is for Jesus a humiliation. And the horrors of the Passion, the scourging at the pillar, carrying the cross, being crucified, and left there until death. From hosannas to humiliation. Yet we know as post-resurrection Christians that we are proceeding toward hallelujahs. From hosannas to humiliation to hallelujahs. We have the benefit of an overview of the unfolding of that time in Jesus' life. And it is all antecedent to his return to the Father in the heavenly heights. It is also offered to us as a formula, a rule of life. Is that there are those high points. There are those hosanna moments. Then there are those disappointing moments of failure that can be utilized in the process of deepening humility rather than humiliation. Jesus, the innocent victim, endured all of the humiliation and went from the hosannas through the humiliation to the resurrection as the one who is victorious over sin and death and who gives rise to the hallelujahs, the Lord is risen, thanks be to God. We have this formula set out for us. It is good for each one of us to meditate on his or her life and to consider the hosannas. What disappointments and failures have been humiliations for us personally, but can be humiliating in the process and can lead to our personal victory over sin so that we can celebrate with hallelujahs. Because that is what Jesus will accomplish for us through his suffering, death, and resurrection. Every life can be a series of triumphs and tragedies, but nevertheless can still proceed to the heights of heaven. God bless you.